South Central.
For
golf.
And a massive day today down at 13th Beach for the Vic Open. The men's and women's, of course, this unique competition where they play together. Not together, but they play on the same golf course. Two competitions, basically, two titles going on at the same time. The leaderboard's been very busy. Whoever's been looking after that during the day has had a busy one, particularly on the men's side of the draw. David Greenhill, who's the COO for Golf Victoria, is on the line. G'day, Dave.
Kevin, how are you?
Good. Been a busy day down there.
It has been a busy day. We've had terrific galleries here at the Oates Vic Open, and we've had some pretty exciting golf all afternoon, sort of subpar scores on both sides with the guys and the girls all shooting some pretty good numbers. So very exciting day and well set up for tomorrow's final round.
And I've been talking about it during the day, but the golf course has been beaten again today by the golfers.
Well, even though it's actually blowing reasonably strongly from the south, the weather's cooled down, the wind's come in, but Matthew Giles shot an 8-under par round today of 65 to lead the men's championship at 17-under. And Mel Reid from the United Kingdom shot 6-under par to finish 15-under and lead the women's competition. So, you know, fantastic scoring all through the afternoon. It's been really great to watch.
And when you have a look at the leaderboard, Giles with an 8-under and Richard Green earlier in the day with a 7-under. So, yeah, the golfers really have, there's a lot of scores in the 60s.
Yeah, absolutely. We have 35 players plus ties go through to the final day after today's round for both the men and the women. And on the men's side, that cut's looking like around about 7-under par. So the scoring
wow.
level to get to the last day is amazing on the men's side. And on the women's side, not really any different. We're looking at 4-unders or better at the moment of progressing through to the last round. So we're just waiting for the final players to finish before we can make those calls. But you know, when you look at the leaderboards, especially the women's leaderboard, you know, you've got Angel Yin from the United States, Haji Choi from Korea, Sandra Gell from Germany, Belen Mozo from Spain, as well as young Victorian Suo. Like the amount of international players that we've got down here this week is just fantastic.
It's the United Nations of golf, isn't it, really? It's a terrific-looking leaderboard, to be honest.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, on the men's side, you've got some of the best up-and-coming young talent in Australia. Matthew Giles has won this championship before, but you've got young Lucas Herbert and young Victorian. You've got Jake Higginbotham and Jake McLeod, who shot a 61 yesterday, to catapult himself to the top of the leaderboard. It's just been fantastic golf. It hasn't been that easy. People might look at the leaderboard and think, gee, the course must be soft or playing short or any of that sort of stuff. But it's just brilliant golf by some pretty talented golfers.
The idea, the format, and that's been going for a couple of years now. And it is on you. I know a lot of people will be driving around or listening to this now thinking, why are they doing a cut on the Saturday afternoon? That's not usual, but obviously logistics, you do the extra cut on this day to make sure you've got nice, full and moving feel tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. Like most sports, you want it to be user-friendly. And we've got a lot of people down here watching the golf this week from Melbourne. We've actually got a lot of people from interstate watching the golf. So I ran into a couple of people from Perth yesterday who came over especially to watch. And tomorrow's 70-odd players that play in the men's and women's championships, you know, our last groups will go out at around about 11:30, quarter to 12. So, you know, the play is condensed quite nicely into a sort of four to 5 hour block, so you can really come and enjoy a complete day of golf, seeing every player you want to see. So it's going to be really exciting down here tomorrow, and we just hope we get a good weather day to finish it off.
And it's really an interesting thing to watch in terms of, you talk about, we've been watching, you know, and listening to women's football this afternoon, and to watch the men and the women playing golf on the same course and to see, I know it's different tee-off areas and all that sort of stuff, but just to watch the differences in the games and the way they go about it and the tactics and just the actual hitting of the ball and all that stuff, it's fascinating to watch that as well.
Oh, absolutely. Like, you know, men's golf is like a lot of men's sport now. It's pretty much a power game. It's about, you know, the incredible length that the fellas generate. But the girls generate, you know equivalent lengths as well. And you could possibly argue that, you know, their precision play is even a little bit more fine than the guys. And from the women's championship point of view, you've got some of the best women's players in the world playing here this week. We've got 24 of the top 200 in the field. We've got 32 out of the top 50 European players in the field. We've got 13 Olympians in the women's field that were in Rio last year.
Jeez.
So, you know, the quality of play here this week has just been extraordinary.
Is that because does this mean more to the women if they win this than it does to the men in terms of what you get in playing rights and things out of this tournament?
Oh, well, the women's Vic Open is co-sanctioned with the Ladies European Tour.
There you go.
the winner of the event, and $500,000 is a fair chunk of prize money, and that prize money is equal on both sides. So the men's championship's worth $500,000, the women's championship's worth $500,000. But the winner of the women's championship will win an exemption onto the ladies European tour. So for a player who's looking for somewhere to play and get some guaranteed starts in tournaments all over Europe, for example, obviously, you know, a win tomorrow would mean quite a lot.
Yep, absolutely. Now, what time would the first group be off in the morning?
Well, the first ones go at around about 7:30. It's all play tomorrow will be off a one tee start, first tee start on the beach course here at 13th Beach, and the leaders will go off at around about 11:45. So the leading group of guys go just before the final group of ladies.
And you mentioned there was good crowds in there today. Obviously, expecting some good galleries tomorrow. The weather's going to be good, so it should be perfect.
Yeah, it should be fantastic. It's not going to be too hot. It's not going to be too cold. A little bit of breeze to make things interesting. You know, it's not very expensive to come down and watch. If you're a golf club member, you've probably got access to a free ticket. If you're not a golf club member, we're looking at $5 entry. Kids under 18 are free. The local footy club, the Bowenheads Netball and Football Club, do all our car parking for us. So the car parking's $5 a car. Fantastic food, lots of entertainment for the kids as well. It's a really great day.
Yeah, no, good stuff. Is this locked in for a number of years at this stage, David, or what's the future of this tournament?
Well, we're still here. We're certainly here next year, this time next year. We play roughly the second week of February each year, and a little bit of renegotiating after that, but we hope to be here for many years to come.
Yep, and the idea of this format, I mean, I know I've got a few of our golf people have told me that people from all over the world have come and are looking at how we run this and that they might like to, you know, take some of this overseas and give it a try.
Well, two interesting things happened after last year's championship. One, our event featured on the sports pages of the New York Times, so that was a bit of a coup for us to achieve something like that. And we understand now that the men's and women's professional golf tours in the United States, which are the two biggest tours in the world, are now looking at replicating what we do here as a major event in the US. So, you know, hopefully what we've done here, which isn't anything new really, you know, tennis has been fantastically successful at combining men's and women's competitions for quite a while. But hopefully what we're doing here, it certainly can be replicated in any other professional golf tour around the world.
And given that we have, you know, a very strong women's golf membership and very strong men's golf membership, and clubs are strong in both areas, there's no real issue there. There's no gender inequality in this whatsoever.
No, and look, everything's totally equal here. Prize money's equal. The amount of fun everybody's having is equal.
Yeah.
You know, for over 100 years in Victoria, men and women have played golf together, so it's not really rocket science, it's just common sense.
Yep, but run very well, and obviously another good tournament, and hopefully a big finish tomorrow.
Fantastic, Kevin. We're looking forward to it.
Good on you. Thank you very much for your time, David. David Greenhill there from Golf Victoria. Melissa Reid, the clubhouse leader at the moment, on a 204 after a 67 today. So today she had 6 under, so for the tournament, 15 under. Leads Angel Yin on 13 under, and Hee Jin Choi, I think it is, on 12 under. Sandra Gull on 12 under, and Belen Mozzo on 12 under. Su O's also in there on 12 under. So they're the top of six in the women's side of the Vic Open. In the men's, it's Matthew Giles on 17 under. Jake McLeod, who of course was the leader this morning when they went out on the course, he's his card hasn't come in yet, so we haven't got his third round score, but he's on 16 under. Jake Higginbotham on 15 under, Lucas Herbert on 14 under, and Dimitrios Papadotis on 14 under as well. They're the top five. Peter Wilson just outside that on 13 under. My mate Davey McKenzie, who started the day, he hasn't put his card in yet, but he was 12 under when last we had a look at that, so hasn't had the best of days by the look of that. Matthew Giles, the leader at the moment.